Get your fill of baseball news and beer reviews at foulballarea.com. Follow our blog for the latest news around the baseball world and read about some of our favorite ballpark beers. Tune into the podcast every Wednesday as we take a deep dive into the topics of the day. Stay connected by signing up for our mailing list or following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at foulballarea. Now, here's today's episode of the Foul Ball Area Podcast with Matthew Atkins and Trey Lyle.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest episode of the Foul Ball Area Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Atkins, alongside my co-host, Trey Lyle. And it is a gorgeous April day outside. We're in the middle of the opening month of the baseball season. It's been a great 3 weeks of the 2024 MLB season so far. Everything feels right in the baseball world, Trey, if you ask me. Everything just feels just right now.
Yeah, we're getting into the swing of things. The weather is getting nicer outside, and you know, we got playoffs in the other two big sports and basketball and hockey, you know, and then you have obviously the perfect weather. And shout out to my mom listening to this, who is probably listening to this right outside Truist Park, because I will I wanted to mention this before we hit record, but I'll just do it now. She's staying at the Omni in Atlanta, which is like right at the ballpark. So she sent me some nice photos that I will text you them. I'll text you what she sent me this morning. So
yeah, I'm jealous of that. That's that whole area around Truist Park, the Battery and everything. It's a great, great space. All kinds of restaurants and sports bars, and great place to go before a game if you're going to a Braves game. So I'm jealous of her right now. But one of the big reasons that everything feels right in the baseball world right now is Mike Trout is playing at an MVP level, something we haven't really seen in the past couple of years. He's no doubt one of the greatest players of his generation, one of the greatest players of all time, you could say, with the career that he's had so far. And this year he's reminding us who he is. You know, he's been overshadowed by Shohei Ohtani the past couple seasons with the Angels. He's had some injuries. He hasn't been able to play an entire season, but so far this year, we're only 3 weeks in. It's very early, but he's looking like an MVP right now. He's tied for the league lead in home runs with 8 so far this season. He's batting .282, .363 on base percentage, .690 slugging percentage. He's got, like I said, the 8 home runs, 11 RBIs, 3 stolen bases. It's really early, but he is looking like the Mike Trout that we expect to see on the baseball field.
And of course, in the most Angels way possible, they have a losing record.
I mean, yeah, that's just a given.
I mean, come on, 9-10. Like, how about that?
I don't know what you expect, but I'm just glad to see Mike Trout playing at the level that he is.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Something you left off the list, because I think this happened. It was announced after we recorded with the Strider news, right?
Yes, he is so, officially out for the
out
season.
For the season. So we're talking about Mike Trout, you know, a player that I love, a player you love too, but we're going to talk about another player you love. Spencer Strider out for the season, obviously, officially with the UCL injury. How you feeling? You okay?
It's not great.
Was your wife okay the day that it was announced? Because that's
like,
I don't know
why you always say pray for my wife. Like, I don't know what the implication is there.
Because someone's got to console you. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm not there. I'm just saying.
I know. It's not great. As a Braves
fan. Hey, at
least
you have someone. I'm.
I do have someone.
I have my brother.
It is nice. Hey,
I have my brother, and that's it. You. And he would say, I don't care.
She's a little more compassionate than that.
Yeah. She understands it.
Yeah, she understands the love that I have for the game and for the Braves. Look, you know, it's what we expected when he left with an injury earlier in the season, and they said that it was elbow damage. That's what we expected, was that he was going to miss the rest of the season with UCL surgery. It was just a matter of time before they officially announced it. So now you just move forward. You have still a pretty solid rotation with Max Fried, who the ERA is a little high so far this year, but he'll get that under control. He had a pretty good start the other day as the Braves swept the Astros, by the way, swept them in Houston. You know, I know the Astros aren't off to the best start, but still got to celebrate a sweep. So Max Fried, still a solid starter. You got Chris Sale, who's looking good so far this year. Charlie Morton is good for a couple of good starts here and there. And then Renato Lopez has looked really good so far this year. And that's not something that I really expected as a Braves fan. And so losing Strider obviously hurts. He was an MVP or a Cy Young candidate. In some cases, he was the Cy Young front runner in the National League. He can strike him out like nobody else. So it hurts, but you just got to move forward. And they still have a pretty solid rotation. So maybe they'll pick up a starter on the trade market somewhere along the way. Maybe they'll make a move at the deadline this year. I don't know. But so far, they're still playing pretty well.
Jordan Montgomery is still available.
No, he signed with the D-backs.
Oh, that's it. God.
Yeah, it was a late signing, but he's going to be in
Those
Arizona.
Those are all confusing.
He hasn't made his debut yet, but
These last couple weeks have been a lot for Trey. So yeah, okay, thank you.
But yeah, Spencer Strider out for the season officially with UCL surgery. Another injury for the Braves, Ozzie Albies is out on the 10-day injured list with a fractured big toe. He got hit by a pitch the other day in Houston and apparently has a fractured big toe. He played the rest of that game and had a pretty good game, but I guess they decided he needed to take some time on the injured list. He always gets the dumbest injuries. Like a couple years ago, I think he was out with like a broken foot, which is legitimate. That's, you know, yeah, you got to take some time off for that. Then he came back, and his first game back, he injured his pinky sliding into second base and broke his pinky and had to miss time with that. Like, the most ridiculous injuries for Ozzie Albies. So hopefully it's not too long on the injured list. He's only on the 10-day IL. Hopefully he can make his return back sooner rather than later. But yeah, it's I was going to say it's rough out here as a Braves fan with all these injuries, but they're still playing pretty well and have one of the best records in the league.
They're still 12-5, two games ahead in their division, and only and tied in the win column with actually technically had the best record in the National League right now.
Yeah, so not too bad as a Braves fan. Some exciting news around Major League Baseball. Last week we had Jackson Holliday make his MLB debut, a really hyped up prospect. He was, you know, the son of former big leaguer Matt Holliday, who had a great career across multiple teams, the Rockies, the Cardinals, just a great career in the big leagues by Matt Holliday. And then his son, Jackson Holliday, was the number one prospect in all of Major League Baseball, caught up by the Orioles. Had a rough couple of first games, took him a while to get his first hit. He's still trying to figure things out, but the caliber of player that he is, he's going to be one of the best in the league once he gets it going. This week, actually today, as we record on Thursday evening, Jack Leiter made his debut for the Texas Rangers, son of former major leaguer Al Leiter. And I actually saw this today. I didn't know this, but it was a really historic start because Jack Leiter's uncle was also a big leaguer, and his son, Mark Leiter Jr., is currently in the major leagues. So now Mark Leiter Sr. and Al Leiter are the first pair of brothers who each have sons to play in the major leagues.
Damn.
It's pretty
impressive.
Big baseball family.
That's a family full of ball players.
To say the least. But Jack Leiter made his debut pitching for the Texas Rangers as they were on the road against the Tigers. Not the best start to his big league career. 3 2/3 innings, gave up 7 runs on 8 hits, struck out 3 batters, and walked 3. So a little bit of a rough outing against the Tigers for his MLB debut, but he is supposed to be a pretty good pitcher, and I think that he'll be pretty good once he gets things going for the Rangers coming out of Vanderbilt. I remember back when he was in college, I think he played along with Kamar Rocker for Vanderbilt
back when they were on the national championship team.
They were pretty good. And I don't know, Kamar Rocker just didn't pan out in the professional level. It's too bad. But Jack Leiter, pretty exciting news for the Rangers fans.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you throw in what's his name? He just got called up, and I know him. He played
Wyatt
for
Langford.
Wyatt Langford. You add those two top prospects to the team that won the World Series last year. That's pretty good if you are the Texas Rangers and you have this looming carrot of Jacob DeGrom whenever he comes back.
So you're adding, yeah, you add in Wyatt Langford and Jack Leiter this year. You have Evan Carter, who was on the postseason roster last year, but he's still technically a rookie this year. So you got a long time with Evan Carter on the team, and you got all the key pieces around there still with, you know, Adolis Garcia.
Oh, and Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer, Jacob DeGrom, you know, all these guys, plus Simeon and Seager. Like, this is a good team. They're going to be good
Garcia.
For a while. Yeah. Garcia,
someone picked them to win
the
division.
Massive,
I wonder who
way.
That was.
I don't know. Yeah, and one of us went with the Astros, who's currently in last place in the division. We'll see. There is a lot of baseball left to be played. We are only in April.
Can we continue this theme of Trey being right real quick?
Okay, yeah. What?
I texted this to you. MLB.com or MLB tweeted Cy Young rankings, and the top two were Corbin Burns and Tyler Glasnow. Matt, who picked those two to win the Cy Young this year?
I think that was probably you.
That was me. How about that? Okay, we're all... Trey's swinging a hot bat, ladies and gentlemen. Yankees in first place. Trey's being right about things. I mean, Trey's swinging a hot bat.
There you go. It's all going
now, don't
right
look
for
at
you.
Yamamoto and how he's being for rookie of the year, but other than that, we're doing great.
But like I said, it's only April, so we got so much baseball left to be played. I don't like to really, you know, look into anything too hard until we get to Memorial Day. That's kind of like the cutoff point.
I tend to agree with you. I just saw that and laughed.
I mean, it's a good start. It's a good start. And obviously, they're very good pitchers and can win the Cy Young. It's just Memorial Day, mostly for a team perspective in terms of the standings, is where I like to, you know, say, okay, this is how good this team is really going to be this year. There's always room to turn it around, but as of, you know, 2 months, this is how this team is looking. But the good thing about the early part in the season is that teams do take a little bit to get going. Other players do have a really hot start to the season, and it's kind of crazy to see what's going on the first 3 weeks of the MLB season. So with that in mind, I want to take a look at some of the biggest surprises that we have seen from the season so far. I'll go first with one of mine, and this could be, you know, a good surprise or a bad surprise. Either way, something that has kind of shocked you so far this year. I'm going to stick with the Braves for my first one. I'm surprised that Ronald Acuña Jr. did not hit his first home run of the season until just this past Wednesday. Took him nearly 3 weeks into the season to get the power going. He's been hitting the ball pretty well. The batting average is above 300. He's been stealing a lot of bases, getting on base and stealing bases, but the power has just been lacking so far. Finally got his first home run of the season down in Houston on Wednesday, in that game that the Braves won to complete the sweep. Hopefully he'll continue that, get that going here. But from the last season's MVP who hit 40 home runs last year, you expect a little more power earlier on, but we'll see. I'm just shocked it took him this long to get his first homer of the season.
That's not a bad one. I think he'll be okay though.
I think so, but we'll see.
I guess I have to go with this past week, the Dodgers being shut out by the Washington Nationals, losing 2 of 3. That's kind of shocking to me, considering our expectations for the Nats. I mean, Billy Parvatan thinks they're going to win the World Series now, but I still don't think that's going to happen. But a little shocked that they got shut out 2-0. It ended their shutout streak. Ultimately, I think the Dodgers will be fine. I mean, Mookie Betts is probably the best player in baseball right now, the way he's playing. And I think they'll be okay, but they're 12-9. They're technically still in first place, but this is a team hovering around 500, and I did not expect that.
Yeah, definitely didn't expect that from the Dodgers, the super team that they put together over the offseason.
Yeah, absolutely.
My number two surprise, I'm surprised at the way that the entire National League Central is looking right now. You got four teams in that division that are at 500 or above, including the Brewers, who are in first place. You got the Cubs right behind them, the Pirates right behind them. They all have 11 wins. It's just they've played different amounts of games. The Brewers are 11-6, Cubs are 11-7, Pirates are 11-8. And then you got the Reds sitting right behind them at 9-9. The only team below 500 is the Cardinals, who I just don't understand what is going on in St. Louis, because they have the talent on that team. They just cannot win.
Another team you liked and I didn't.
Yeah, I know. I thought they might turn it around this year, but I'm really surprised, just mostly at the fact that you got those four teams all at 500 or above. I would love to see the Pirates and the Reds have a good season. They each have really good young players. You know, you got Ke'Bryan Hayes and O'Neill Cruz on the Pirates, and then you got Ellie De La Cruz on the Reds. Really electric young players. It'd be great to see them succeed. And they're just, you know, they're historic baseball teams that have had a history of success. So it'd be great to see them have good years. I just don't know that they can sustain it for the whole season. The Cubs and the Brewers were the two teams that we thought might do well in this division, and they are doing well so far. I don't know if all four of these teams are going to compete all season long, but it's just surprising where they're at right now.
Yeah, I think my second one, the obvious one, is the Houston Astros. 6-14 is one of the worst records in all of baseball. They have a -23 run differential. They've just not been good. And granted, they've played the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Rangers twice, and the Braves. But if you are the Astros and you're supposed to be competing for the World Series, you need a better record than this, than the better. I mean, they, and you want to talk about the quote unquote easiest team they played was the Royals. They got swept by the Royals. So I am really concerned for Houston at this point. Verlander's coming back tomorrow against the Nationals. But they're not healthy, and they seem, like I said, they're going to be old, but I did not expect them to be this bad. And do I think they'll bounce back somewhat? Yeah, but I am very concerned about them when they're 6-14. They're already 5 games back in the division, and they have a -23 run differential.
Yeah, it's not great. Not great at all, especially for a team that I picked to win the division.
Yeah.
Because, as I said, you can't bet against the Astros.
But you can.
Guess and they're proving me wrong.
Guess that's why you can listen to this great podcast, the Foul Ball Area Podcast. So thanks for listening. As always, connect with us, Foul Ball Area, at Madigan's News, at Trailer LVT. Leave us that 5-star review. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Thanks so much for listening to this Foul Ball Area Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Foul Ball Area Podcast. Make sure to leave a review and a rating wherever you get your podcast, and subscribe so you get new episodes as soon as they come out.